This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin is open to talks on a possible settlement to the conflict in Ukraine and believes in a diplomatic solution, the Kremlin said on Friday, after U.S. President Joe Biden suggested he was prepared to speak to the Russian leader. Biden, speaking beside French President Emmanuel Macron, said the only way to end the conflict in Ukraine was for Putin to pull troops out, and that if Putin was looking to end it, then Biden would be prepared to speak to him. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov struck a dovish tone when asked about Biden's remarks, saying that Putin remained open to negotiation, but that Russia would not pull out of Ukraine. Several Ukrainian embassies abroad have received so-called bloody packages containing animal eyes, the foreign ministry said on Friday after a series of letter bombs were sent to addresses in Spain, including Ukraine's embassy in Madrid. The packages were sent to embassies in Hungary, the Netherlands, Poland, Croatia, and Italy, according to a spokesperson. A Senegalese lawmaker slapped one of his female colleagues in parliament on Thursday, sparking a brawl in the chamber and a debate about violence against women, Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
During a budget presentation, Massad Sam of the opposition walked over and slapped Amy Ndaye Guenibi of the ruling coalition Beno Bok Yakar. Guenibi threw a chair back at Sam before another lawmaker tackled her to the floor. With blows, insults, and accusations flying, the session was suspended. Sam had been addressing comments made by Guenibi over the weekend. She'd criticized a spiritual leader who was opposed to Senegal's President Macky Sall standing for a third term. Sam had taken issue. Guenibi said she did not care. Sam then walked over and slapped her.
This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is facing calls to step down after a parliamentary probe found he may have breached anti-corruption laws. Soweto residents are sharing their views on the future of the country's president on Friday. 25-year-old Linda Magogi said he does not believe that Ramaphosa has added any value to the country since he's been in power.
I feel like for me he hasn't brought any change.
Opposite views were held by 18-year-old Melva Maphaha, who feels that the issue has nothing to do with Ramaphosa's presidency.
No, I don't think you should resign.
The calls to resign follow allegations the president tried to conceal the theft of a huge sum of cash stuffed into couches at his farm in 2020. He has been accused of money laundering in violation of foreign currency control laws. Further easing of COVID-19 testing requirements and quarantine rules in some Chinese cities was met with a mix of relief and worry on Friday as hundreds of millions await an expected shift in national virus policies after widespread social unrest. The looser measures were welcomed by workers frustrated by 3 years of economically damaging curbs, but have jolted others who suddenly feel more exposed to a disease authorities had consistently described as deadly until this week. The elderly, many of whom are still unvaccinated, feel the most vulnerable. Twitter on Friday suspended Kanye West's account again, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The social media site's owner Elon Musk said the rapper, also known as just Ye, had violated the platform's rules banning incitement to violence. Before his suspension, Twitter had restricted one of his tweets. Musk had originally welcomed Ye's return to Twitter in October. But on Thursday, he tweeted, "I tried my best." Despite that, he again violated our rule against incitement to violence. Accounts will be suspended. Ye had his Twitter account reinstated 2 months ago, just before the network's $44 billion takeover by Musk. He has previously made erratic online posts.
Spectators and onlooking tourists are flocking to Hawaii's Mauna Loa after the world's largest active volcano this week began erupting for the first time since 1984.
It's just pretty amazing that we get to see it in our lifetime. Not many people have. And it's just spectacular to see Mauna Loa.
Hawaii resident Tiffany Myers, officials say there's no sign the lava will threaten populations. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.